All right, so have you ever felt like, okay, you've got all these pieces, right? You've got these amazing teams. You've got a strategy that looks brilliant on paper. You've even got a nice and tidy org chart. But it's like somehow the whole thing is just not clicking, not quite humming the way it should.
It's like one of those, those elaborate Rube Goldberg machines where every piece is in place, but then the marble just doesn't quite make it to the end.
Exactly. It's like, what if the secret sauce isn't adding another gear or widget or whatever? What if it's actually about understanding the language, the very words and meanings and stories that connect or maybe disconnect all those moving parts? Welcome to the deep dive.
I love that metaphor. And that's precisely what we're going to explore in this deep dive today.
Yeah.
The fascinating connection between two powerful concepts. The Nadler-Tushman congruence model and language-based analysis, or LBA for short.
Okay, so the Nadler-Tushman model. It's a classic for a reason, right? It's this really elegant idea that an organization truly thrives when its essential components are all in alignment, when they fit together seamlessly.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Kinda, yeah. But I think a better analogy might be more like a recipe, right? Because it's not just about the parts themselves, but also about the proportions, how they're combined, and how they interact. So we're talking about the actual work, the tasks and processes, the structure, how it's organized, the culture, the shared values and norms, and of course the individuals and teams.
And don't forget the input and output.
Yeah.
The input being things like the strategy, the resources, and the output being the performance, the results you're aiming for.
Right. So the model helps you see where things might be out of whack. Is the structure supporting the work, or is it actually getting in the way? Is the culture nurturing the people, or is it creating friction?
It's all about identifying those misalignments, those points where the pieces aren't quite fitting together.
So you can then make adjustments and unlock better performance.
Exactly. Now, LBA comes in and offers a completely different but super complementary perspective.
Yeah.
Because instead of seeing the organization as a machine or a biological system or whatever, LBA sees it as a network of conversations.
Okay, wait, conversations, like people just chatting around the water cooler.
Well, it's more than just casual chit-chat. It's about recognizing that language is the very fabric of how an organization functions. It's how we coordinate actions, make decisions, and create meaning. So LBA looks at the specific vocabularies that different teams or functions use, the stories, the narratives that people tell themselves and each other about their work and the organization as a whole.
So LBA is about mapping all of that, the meanings behind the words.
Yeah, it's about paying attention to the specific terms that have become commonplace in the organization. The way issues are framed in meetings and emails, the overarching narratives that are formally communicated, but also those that kind of emerge organically through informal channels.
It's like listening in on the organization's internal dialogue.
Exactly. And not just the spoken dialogue, but also the written one. The language embedded in documents and data reports,
Gosh.
presentations, all of that.
So if I'm getting this right, the congruence model gives us this blueprint of the essential building blocks of an organization. And then LBA gives us a way to listen in on how those blocks are actually communicating with each other, or maybe miscommunicating.
You got it. And that's where things get really interesting, especially for our listeners who are familiar with the Clarity Lab method.
Right, because today's central question is this: can LBA give us a better, more insightful way to actually use the Nadler-Tushman model in the real world? And if so, how can Clarity Lab practitioners, those folks who use that practical toolkit to help individuals, teams, and organizations gain clarity and alignment, how can they leverage LBA in their consulting and coaching work?
That's the million-dollar question, and the one we're going to untangle today.
So let's dig in. The Nadler-Tushman model tells us what needs to be in harmony, right? Work structure, culture, people.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily tell us how to actually get there.
Right. And that's where LBA can provide some really valuable insight. It can help us understand how those elements are truly interacting on the ground, and maybe even reveal some of those subtle but crucial misalignments that might be invisible if we're just looking at org charts or listening to official pronouncements about company values.
Exactly. Think about that concept of fit that's so central to the congruence model. LBA allows us to illuminate the semantic dimensions of that fit.
The semantic dimensions. Okay, so you're talking about more than just whether a team is reporting to the right person on the org chart, but whether they even understand that person's directives in the way they were intended.
That's a great way to put it. You could have what appears to be a fantastic culture and a really efficient structure on paper. But if the language used to define those things is interpreted differently by different people in the organization, well, then they're not truly congruent.
It's like everyone is speaking a slightly different dialect of the same language.
Right, and those subtle variations in meaning can lead to huge problems down the line.
Okay, so let's break this down. Let's take each of those four components of the congruence model work, people, structure, and culture, and see how LBA can help us analyze them more deeply. Shall we start with work? You know, the actual nuts and bolts of what the organization does.
Sure. So work is all about the processes, the workflows, the day-to-day tasks that make the business run. Now think about the language that's used to describe all of that. One of our sources for this deep dive used a really helpful example. A supply chain. Let's say you've got the team responsible for forecasting demand. They're probably talking about confidence intervals and granularity and all those statistical terms.
Meanwhile, the folks on the shop floor are more concerned with batch sizes and cycle times and throughput.
Exactly. And then you've got the logistics team. They're talking about on-time delivery and freight costs and warehouse capacity.
It's like they're all speaking different languages, even though they're all working towards the same overall goal.
And that's the point. On a process map, everything might look nice and linear. But in reality, those different vocabularies can create all sorts of friction and misalignment.
Because even if the steps in the process are clear, the meaning behind the words might not be.
Right. The demand planning team might say they have an 80% confidence interval, but the operations team needs to know, can we absolutely count on getting those materials or not? They need a yes or a no, not a statistical probability.
So it's a language barrier that can lead to real operational problems.
Exactly. And that's where LBA can be so valuable. It helps us see those hidden disconnects.
Okay, fascinating. So let's move on to people, the human beings that make up the organization. How does LBA help us understand that piece of the puzzle?
This is where LBA can really shine a light on the different tribal languages that often develop within organizations. You know, those classic silos we always talk about, sales versus marketing versus engineering. Each of those groups tends to develop its own specialized vocabulary, its own jargon, its own way of framing challenges and successes.
It's like they each have their own little subculture.
Right. And those linguistic differences can have a huge impact on how well they understand each other's objectives, what they expect from one another, and how they perceive the value that each group contributes.
So it's not just about personalities or conflicting goals. It's also about literally not speaking the same language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And LBA can help us decode those different languages so we can start to bridge the communication gaps.
Okay, now this makes me think about inclusivity too. Because if some teams or individuals are consistently using very technical language or jargon, it can unintentionally exclude others who aren't in the know.
Absolutely. LBA can help us identify those patterns of exclusionary language so we can make communication more accessible and inclusive.
Okay, let's tackle the next component, structure. You know, the org chart, the reporting lines, all the formal stuff. How does LBA play into that?
Well, think about it. Formal structures and processes are almost always documented and communicated through language, right? Job descriptions, policies, internal memos, all of that.
So you're saying LBA can help us analyze the language of the organization's structure.
Exactly. Because we can start to see where there might be ambiguities or what we call semantic mismatches, where the same term might be used with slightly different meanings in different parts of the organization.
Like imagine if the term customer meant one thing to the sales team, another thing to the marketing team, and yet another thing to the product development team.
Exactly. Our source actually gave a really good example of the term product class. It could mean one thing to the sales team who are thinking about customer segments, another thing to the R&D folks who are focused on technical specs, and yet another thing to the logistics team who are dealing with warehousing and transportation.
So you're saying that even though there's this formal structure in place, the language used within that structure can create all sorts of confusion and inefficiency.
Right. The org chart might show who reports to whom. But LBA can help us see whether those people actually have a shared understanding of what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be working together.
Okay, last but definitely not least, let's talk about culture. That often nebulous but super important set of values and beliefs that shapes how people behave within an organization. How does LBA fit into that?
Well, culture is deeply embedded in and expressed through language, right? Think about the stories that get told and retold within a company, the official values that are printed on posters and websites, but also the everyday conversations that reveal what people actually believe and how they actually behave.
So LBA can help us analyze all of that, the stories, the values, the everyday language of the organization.
Exactly. Because it can help us uncover the underlying cultural assumptions that might be driving behavior, even if those assumptions aren't explicitly stated.
I see. So, for instance, if everyone is constantly talking about disruption and moving fast and breaking things, that tells you something about the culture.
Right. And it might tell you that the culture isn't actually very aligned with other components of the model. For example, if the work requires a high degree of precision and attention to detail, that kind of move fast and break things mentality might not be the best fit.
So LBA can help us see whether the culture is supporting or hindering the organization's overall goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about how LBA can help us understand each of those four components of the congruence model: work, people, structure, and culture. Now let's bring it back to our listeners who are practitioners of the Clarity Lab method. How can they actually use LBA in their work?
Yeah, because the Clarity Lab method is all about helping people and organizations achieve greater strategic clarity.
Right. Exactly. And LBA can be a really powerful tool for doing just that.
Okay, so give us some specifics.
Yeah.
How can Clarity Lab practitioners actually integrate LBA into their consulting and coaching practices?
Let's start with problem-space mapping. One of the key steps in that process is identifying and mapping all the different actors involved in a particular problem or challenge.
Right. So not just the individuals, but also the teams, the departments, the external stakeholders, all of those players.
Exactly. Now, LBA can add a whole new layer of depth to that mapping process because we can analyze the specific language that each actor uses to describe the problem, their role in it, and their relationships with the other actors.
So it's not just about who the actors are, but also how they're talking about the situation.
Exactly. Because that can reveal a lot about their underlying assumptions,
yeah,
their perspectives, and their potential blind spots.
You might find that two key stakeholders are both saying they want to improve customer experience. But when you analyze their language, you realize that one is focused on reducing complaints and the other is focused on building deeper relationships.
Right.
Yeah. That's a perfect example because on the surface, they seem to be aligned. But when you dig into the language, you see that they might actually have very different ideas about what customer experience means and how to achieve it.
Okay, that's super helpful. What about the clarity checklist that Clarity Lab practitioners use? How can LBA be applied to that? Well, the checklist is all about asking the right questions to uncover the real issues at play. And LBA can help practitioners ask those questions in a more nuanced and insightful way.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. One of the questions on the checklist is, have we truly defined the real problem we're trying to solve? LBA encourages practitioners to go beyond a surface-level answer to that question by analyzing the language the different stakeholders are using to describe the problem.
Are they using the same terms? Are they framing the issue in the same way?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there are subtle but significant differences in their language, that might suggest that they're actually not all on the same page about what the real problem is.
I'm starting to see how LBA can add this whole other dimension to the Clarity Lab method. It's like it helps us see the problem space through a linguistic lens.
Exactly. And that can be really powerful.
Okay, so what about those future prototyping and what if workshops that Clarity Lab practitioners often run? Can LBA be applied to those as well?
Absolutely. Because those workshops are all about exploring different potential futures, right? And LBA can help us analyze the language that people use to describe those futures.
So if one group is talking about a future scenario in terms of growth and expansion, while another group is talking about sustainability and resilience, that tells you something about their different perspectives, right?
Right. And it can help the facilitator identify potential areas of conflict or misalignment that need to be addressed.
Okay, so it's about listening for the subtle cues in the language that reveal what people are really thinking and feeling.
Exactly. And then the influence blueprint, which is all about mapping out the individuals and factors that can influence a particular decision or outcome. LBA can be really valuable here too.
Because we can analyze the language used by different influencers to understand their motivations and their values.
Exactly. You can start to see the narratives they're using to justify their positions and the value contracts that are driving their behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just about identifying who the influencers are, but also understanding how they think and how they communicate.
Exactly.
Mm.
Now, what about team retrospectives? LBA can be a really useful tool in those settings as well.
Because retrospectives are all about learning from the past, right?
And LBA can help teams go beyond just identifying what went well and what didn't go well. It can help them analyze the language they used during the project or initiative to see if there were any communication breakdowns or misunderstandings.
So if a team is struggling to meet deadlines, for example, maybe it's because they weren't all on the same page about what done actually meant.
Exactly. Or maybe there were some key terms that were ambiguous or interpreted differently by different team members.
So by analyzing the language of the retrospective, the team can start to identify patterns of miscommunication and develop a more shared vocabulary for the future.
Exactly. Okay, and finally, let's talk about the strategic decision filter.
Right. That's the tool that helps organizations make better decisions by asking a series of really tough questions.
Exactly. And LBA can help ensure that those questions are answered in a way that's truly insightful and meaningful.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, one of the key questions in the filter is, have we clearly defined the core challenge that this strategic decision is intended to address? LBA encourages organizations to go deeper than just a superficial answer to that question by analyzing the language that different departments and teams are using to describe the challenge.
So it's about making sure that everyone is actually talking about the same thing in the same way.
Exactly. There are a source called semantic interoperability.
Right, because if different parts of the organization are framing the challenge in completely different ways, then the decision is probably going to be flawed from the start.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's where LBA can be so powerful. It can help us surface those misalignments in language so we can address them before they become bigger problems.
So we've seen how LBA can be applied to all these different aspects of the Clarity Lab method. But it seems like it's more than just another tool. It's more like a foundational mindset, a way of seeing the organization through this linguistic lens.
That's a great way to put it. It's about recognizing that language isn't just this neutral tool for communication. It actually shapes how we think and how we behave.
And so by paying attention to the language, we can start to understand the deeper dynamics of the organization and make more informed decisions.
Exactly. And that's why I think LBA can be so valuable for Clarity Lab practitioners, because it gives them a whole new set of lenses for understanding their clients' challenges and helping them achieve greater clarity and alignment.
Okay, so to wrap things up for our listeners today, we've explored how language-based analysis can give us a much deeper understanding of the Nadler-Tushman congruence model and how it can be used to create more aligned and effective organizations. It's about going beyond the surface level and really listening to the language that people are using.
Exactly. Because the language of an organization is like its DNA. It tells you everything you need to know if you know how to listen.
And for Clarity Lab method practitioners specifically, LBA offers a powerful new set of tools and perspectives that can help them make a real difference for their clients.
It's about helping them uncover the root causes of problems, facilitate clearer communication, and ultimately create lasting change.
So we'll leave you with this thought. If an organization is truly defined by what is said, and more importantly, what is understood, then how might we intentionally shape that language to create the kind of future we want to see? It's something to ponder as you continue your own deep dive into the complexities of organizational life.
And that's a wrap.
Until next time, happy deep diving.
Take care.